Why simulation supercomputers are being pitched as AI infrastructure. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff, this piece draws on a public R-HPC discussion and a Fortran community thread as illustrative practitioner voices, not as proof of an industry-wide pattern. Those specific claims are anecdotal and labelled as such. The tilt of funding, market spending, and vendor roadmaps toward AI is documented separately through named and on-record sources. Where the two halves meet, in the claim that operators relabel simulation machines to win funding, no named source asserts the tactic on the record. It is reported here as a complaint voiced in practitioner forums, not as established fact. We've had to call our cluster an AI cluster to get funding, a user posting, as Target Drone wrote on RHPC. I mean, it can do AI training, but almost no one is actually using it for that. The line is vivid, and it is one anonymous comment. What makes it worth quoting is that it captures a complaint heard more and more across scientific computing. The work that fills these machines is still simulation, while the easiest story to tell a funder is AI. Taken alone, a handful of forum posts is anecdotal evidence. The tension underneath them is documented and worth reporting on its own terms. Two things are true at once, and they need to be held apart. The first is checkable. Money, market spending, and chip roadmaps have tilted hard toward AI. The second is harder to pin down, whether and how often the people who run scientific machines reach for AI language to keep them funded. One is a matter of public record. The other is, for now, a matter of what practitioners say to each other. What the machines run, start with the work, because the demand is not what is in dispute. Modeling and simulation remain among the workloads that fill the installed base. Weather, computational fluid dynamics, molecular dynamics, genomics, quantum chromodynamics, and astrophysics are heavy. Everyday consumers of research supercomputers, running codes anyone who has queued a job knows by name. Gromax, ANSYS Fluent, Gaussian. None of them is an AI workload, though the boundary is blurrier than the labels suggest. AI cluster, GPU cluster, and scientific HPC system are not mutually exclusive categories. Many modern machines are genuinely mixed use, and a GPU partition bought to accelerate a simulation can train a model on the weekend. The RHPC thread that prompted this piece was, in effect, a roll call of that portfolio. Meteorology? We're at almost 2 million cores on our HPC, wrote Ms. Stockburn. Another operator described WRF forecasting runs that easily consume 20,000 to 35,000 cores. Capechill said both of the largest government systems they had worked on were weather and climate machines. Dozens of racks full of the highest core EPK in the densest configs power and cooling allow, and pointedly CPU, not GPU. Others filled in the rest, Whisper on bioinformatics. More memory hungry than core hungry. CSEX 88 on earthquakes, tsunamis, landslides, and volcanic eruptions. Intrepid Cheek, 2129, caught the mood in a line. Lots and lots of simulation, auto, aero, manufacturing, weather, AI is the shiny new thing. The appetite has limits, as Soloing 168 pointed out. Overrefine the resolution and the subgrid physics breaks. So these codes do not simply swallow every core you hand them. The money moved, and that part is on the record. Now the half that does not rest on anonymous testimony. The funding and spending environment has reoriented around AI, and the evidence is public. The National Science Foundation's FY2026 through FY2030 strategic plan names AI as a priority, while listing it alongside quantum information science and biotechnology as co-equal critical technologies, and describes NSF as the largest federal funder of AI research. Its FY2026 budget request makes AI one of three critical activities at roughly $655 million. AI is foregrounded, in other words, but not to the exclusion of everything else. The commercial signal is louder. Intersect 360 research reported that the AI infrastructure market grew 60.1% year over year in 2025 to more than $300 billion, with a path past $500 billion by the end of the decade. We've seen AI infrastructure take over the data center agenda, said Intersect 360 chief executive Addison Snell. That figure sizes an AI infrastructure market. It does not mean AI has captured most HPC dollars, and it should not be read that way. The narrower, provable claim is the one that matters here. The spending narrative and the vendor roadmaps now point squarely at AI. The squeeze reaches the datasheet too. Reporting on AMD's balancing act between FP8 and FP64, HP Swire found that some HPC data center directors say they have been unable to get assurance that FP64 units will be available for their next supercomputers several years out, with AMD's Joseph George cast as promising to give scientists what they need. On the Fortran community forum, a CFD researcher posting a SCAGI put the causal chain plainly. The vendors follow the AI market because that is where the money is. The silicon has followed the same money, and SCN has covered that side in depth. Native Double Precision, the format most of these codes lean on, is being paired back on the AI-optimized GPUs that set the roadmap, and the field's response has been to reconstruct it in software rather than demand it in hardware. The broader question of whether scientific computing still needs the GPU at all has its own running debate among the field's most decorated names. Those are the mechanism beneath the funding shift. This piece sits one layer above it, the part that cannot be sourced the same way, which brings back Target Drone's rebrand and the reason it has to be handled carefully. No lab publishes a memo saying it renamed a simulation cluster to win a grant, and no named official has claimed the tactic on the record. What exists is forum testimony. Obelix underscore Dogmatix's "The overwhelming majority of the funding is tied to AIML, Target Drone's rebrand," JDP 321's line that AIML is just the new addition and has all the attention but does not occupy most of the usage. Read together, they describe a pressure more than a practice. When the funding story favors AI, the language used to justify a machine can drift toward AI, whatever the job mix underneath. How common that is? Nobody can say from a Reddit thread. That it is felt, and voiced by people who run these systems, is clear enough to report. The science is still landing. None of this has slowed the science, which is what gives the complaint its edge. Take the field's Marquee Award. Every ACM Gordon Bell Prize winner from 2021 through 2025 went to a scientific simulation or computational science project rather than an AI or machine learning system. Sunway's quantum circuit simulation in 2021, Warpex plasma modeling in 2022, the DFT FE materials calculations of 2023, large-scale MP2 biomolecular chemistry in 2024, and in 2025, the Cascadia Tsunami digital twin that ran 55.5 trillion degrees of freedom in double precision across 43,520 GPUs of El Capitan. Some adjacent work, including the separate climate prize and the Bayesian methods behind the 2025 winner, edges towards AI territory. The main prize has stayed with simulation. It is not a one-off. Months after coming online, Canada's Trillium supercomputer cracked a 50-year-old stellar mystery. More frontier physics from classical modelling on a purpose-built machine. Who pays and what wins? Look at what topped the rankings this summer. On June 24th, China's Lineshine took first on the top 500 with an all-CPU supercomputer at 2.198 exaflops on HPL. And it also placed first on HPCG, a benchmark generally treated as a better proxy for some sparse memory and communication-heavy scientific workloads than the headline LIMPAC number. A memory bandwidth forward machine with no GPUs led both lists. El Capitan, now second at 1.809 exaflops, shows the other route to purpose-built silicon. It still gets bespoke, FP64 heavy hardware, because a nuclear weapons mandate at the National Nuclear Security Administration pays for it. When a sovereign requirement writes its own check, the machine gets designed around the science, and the funding case makes itself. Most research computing has no such mandate. The contrast with commercial AI is not abstract. xAI's Colossus in Memphis, launched in 2024 with roughly 100,000 NVIDIA H100s, has since scaled to a reported 200,000 and is said to be heading towards several hundred thousand more. By raw accelerator count that dwarfs El Capitan's roughly 44,000 GPUs, or Frontier's 37,000 odd. The comparison only holds on GPU count, though. Colossus has never posted an RMAX, because AI clusters are not tuned for FP64 LIMPAC, and their operators do not submit them. So a flops-to-flops ranking would be apples to oranges. That is why the private AI superclusters that now shadow the top 500 are invisible on it. The machines that would sit near the top of a hypothetical list are built for training, and they stay off the list that exists. Funding fights over the public machines are sharpening too. On June 1st, a federal judge granted a preliminary injunction freezing an NSF supercomputer handoff, with Judge R. Brooke Jackson finding the agency's action arbitrary and capricious. The order is preliminary rather than final, but it signals that how these systems get funded and run is now contested in court rather than settled by routine, which returns to Target Drone. The cluster can train a model, and almost nobody uses it for that. It runs the science it was built to run. Whether a machine like that gets described in the language of AI is a question about funding narratives, not about the physics on the nodes. The demand was never the problem. The harder question is whether the funding language now describes the machines scientists need, or only the ones funders most want to hear about.